Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trim Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Yeah. It's Monday morning. That means in just a couple of minutes, my dad's going to be calling in to tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And we're about to jump into another edition of the aggravating SNL quiz game. If you're a regular listener of the show, you know my weird obsession with SNL and that I've been watching it since its first episode in 1975, and I DVR it every week, and I have for the entire time that's been on. I've been watching it, and I know a lot about SNL, like a freakish amount. And sometimes it's hard for me to realize that not everybody else knows as much about SNL as I do, and nor should they, because it's kind of a it's kind of a lonely obsession. So basically what I did, I brought in this this game that I have, a board game, an SNL-themed board game, and no one will play it with me. And, you know, I've had this game for a few years, and no one would play it because everybody was like, no, you know all this stuff. You'll kill us. So I decided to bring it in and test it out on Esmeralda and Dan because they're not big SNL fanatics. So, Dan, do you remember when you first started watching SNL?
Was it Technotronic that had Pump Up the Jam? Was that their song?
Yeah.
That was my first episode I can remember watching because they were on.
Oh, they were the musical guest.
They were the musical guest.
It had to be like, what, 1990?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there?
And I didn't realize the lead singer was a girl.
You didn't know that the lead singer of Pump Up the Jam was a girl?
Because, I mean, I was 10, and my dad's like, oh, she's a good singer. And I'm like, she?
Do you remember anything about it? Like, who were the cast members?
No.
Did you ever go through a period where you watched a lot of SNL? Or?
You know, here and there. But, you know, it was one of those things where it was before, obviously, everything was on the internet.
Right.
So there was still that portion of time where, like, you know, it would be on at various parties in the background, and, you know, depending on the party, people would sit down and watch it.
Right.
But that was the time that DVDs started coming out, so it was the best of
know,
all these people.
Yeah.
And, you know, those made their way around the, you know, the dorm rooms and things like that.
Well, it's interesting because now you could basically watch all of SNL, you know, the next day online, or at least most of the sketches. So, I mean, that's how a lot of people watch it now. Some people don't even watch it live. Some people just go, yeah, I'll watch all the sketches on YouTube. I'll watch all the sketches on YouTube on Monday morning at work.
It makes sense that it was my first Saturday Night Live because Fred Savage was the host.
Well, was he promoting The Wizard?
I don't know what he was promoting. It was let's see here. What was the date on it? February 24th, 1990.
Okay. He would just probably just be it would probably just be the Wonder Years. Yeah. Cuz The Wizard came out in 89. So,
you mean that masterpiece?
Yes, the masterpiece, The Wizard. All right, so this game is set up. Each card, I'm going to ask you guys questions. Each card is from a decade. We have decades of the 70s, we have the 80s, we have the 90s, and we have the 2000s. Cuz this particular game came out, I think I got it in like 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So the 2010s are not in there. All right. So, are you ready for the first question, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, you have to, that's a visual. That's not going to work. All right. So here's your question.
Mm-hmm.
And again, from the decade of the 70s. What cast member delivers the nude for the news for the hard of hearing on Weekend Update?
Oh, it's wait, the character or the guy?
The guy, the performer.
Is his name Garrison Keillor? Why do I have that name in my head?
No.
Who is that? Is that a person? Did I just make up a name?
Yes. You're in the radio business. You should probably know who Garrison Keillor is.
Who is that? Why am I?
Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
You're.
I don't even know where that name came from.
Garrison Keillor on SNL delivering the.
I don't know why that came. That's weird.
Well, it sounds like it. His first name,
right? Isn't it? Is Or is his last name Garrison? Or why, no. Why am I?
No. It's not Garrison. It's Garrer. It's Garrett Morris.
Oh, Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris. Not Garrison Keillor.
That's the weirdest thing that's what came to my mind.
Garrison Keillor. All right, Dan. See if you can make a reference to the Prairie Home Companion here.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. Okay, you have to pick the correct slogan for the fake SNL product.
Okay.
All right, and the product is Angora Bouquet. Angora Bouquet. And here are your choices. A, washes your brain as well as your face. B, the beauty of flowers, the luxury of fur. Or C, make love like a rabbit. The Angora Bouquet washes your brain as well as your face. The beauty of flowers, the luxury of fur, and make love like a rabbit. Which one of those?
I'm going to guess B, because it's the only one that has anything to do with flowers.
It is not. It's washes your brain as well as your face. It was a soap.
I don't get it.
Well, you'd have to. It's out of context. You'd have to see the bit.
So that name has nothing to do with.
Well, the bouquet part is the smell of the soap.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of it has to do with, you have to see the sketch.
What's Angora?
It's fur.
It's
it?
Fur.
It's
yeah.
rabbit fur. That's yeah. why I'm like, I don't get it. Why would that clean your brain out?
Yeah. Yeah. It's also a type of cat.
Either both yeah. don't make sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, that was from the 70s. And there was a lot of drugs and cocaine being done in the writer's room.
Interesting.
Yeah. So far, we're tied at zero.
All right.
Okay. Okay, here, this is from the 80s. We're moving on to the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
This was the decade you were born in.
Yes.
Which celebrity host, you should be able to get this, Esmeralda.
Okay.
You should. Which celebrity host played the recurring character Mr. Short-Term Memory?
Garrison Keillor. No, I'm, Kevin? No. Man.
Hold on.
Oh,
not
celebrity?
A cast member.
Oh.
Celebrity host. Which celebrity host Short-term. Played Mr. Short-Term Memory? You were thinking of Mr. Subliminal. You were thinking of Subliminal Man.
Right. Sylvester Stallone.
No. Dan, do you know this one?
I do not.
Oh. It's Tom Hanks.
I knew Garrett Morris.
Did you know Garrison Keillor?
I knew Garrett Morris, too. I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah.
I'd see him in my head.
Okay. All right. Let's do one more before we break here. Dan, this is for you. So far, we're tied at zero. Okay, which actor connects Rodney Dangerfield with Dan Aykroyd? Which actor connects Rodney Dangerfield with Dan Aykroyd? Elliot Gould, Kirk Douglas, Bill Murray, or Burt Reynolds? Rodney Dangerfield with Dan Aykroyd.
Give me a list again.
Elliot Gould, Kirk Douglas, Bill Murray, Burt Reynolds.
Bill Murray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
Bill Murray was in Caddyshack and Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
There it is. All right. Hey, 1-0. Dan opened it all up now.
I knew that one.
You knew that one?
Like, properly.
Okay. You didn't think it was Garrison?
Not just in my head.
You didn't think it was Garrison Keillor?
No.
All right.
It was close, though.
We have to break for weather and traffic, and we'll come back. My dad will tell a joke, and then we'll finish up this fantastic, aggravating SNL quiz. So let's get back to this fantastic game.
It's a nail-biter.
It's a nail-biter here. Dan has one correct, and Esmeralda has zero correct, although the Garrison Keillor answer is quite memorable.
I think it's funny. I don't know where that came from. I haven't seen or heard anything about Prairie Home Companion in goodness knows how long.
Yeah. It's still on the air.
I know.
They made a movie out of it.
Came out of my brain.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to trek into the 90s?
Yes.
Normally, this is where you guys improve.
Right.
All right. This is the from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Esmeralda, pick the correct slogan for this SNL product. Dissing your dog.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dissing your dog.
Mm-hmm.
A, when he barks, you bite. B, there's only one thing stronger than a dog's sense of smell, his sense of irony. Or C, hey, shut up, dog. Which one is the correct slogan?
I think
it's
the first one.
When he barks, you bite.
Yeah.
No. Oh. There's one thing stronger. If there's one thing stronger than dog's sense of smell, it's his sense of irony.
Oh.
Do you remember the sketch?
Yeah, it's Will Ferrell, right?
Will Ferrell just like...
And he's like, no, don't get up. You had a busy day of licking yourself.
You're just such a stupid dog. And then the dog's just like sitting there.
It's, like,
It's really funny. It's very, very funny. Dissing your dog. Dan, did you know that one?
I did not.
Oh, you get to another connect. Another connect for Dan. Dan, remember, this is from the 90s. Connect. What actor connects Tim Robbins with John Lovitz? What actor connects Tim Robbins with John Lovitz? Jason Alexander, Luke Perry, Woody Harrelson, or Tom Arnold? Connecting Tim Robbins to John Lovitz. Jason Alexander, Luke Perry, Woody Harrelson, Tom Arnold. This is a tough one, I have to say.
Yeah, you have to think of a movie with John Lovitz.
It's tough. Yeah.
I will go with Tom Arnold.
That is incorrect. This is a tough one. It's Jason Alexander. This is weird. Jason Alexander was in Jacob's Ladder with Tim Robbins.
Ah.
And he was in the Coneheads with John Lovitz. So, you have a traffic
update. Let's hear it. Inbound Ryan, all lanes are blocked at 63rd, a jackknife tractor trailer there. So it's inbound Dan Ryan, all lanes blocked at 63rd.
Oh, man.
Yes, not good.
We'll keep you updated on that. That sucks. All right. Hey, it's still 1-0. Dan is leading, and now our final decade, the 2000s. You ready?
See, this one I can get.
Okay.
And as I said that, I probably won't.
Okay. What phrase does the very nervous travel writer Judy Grimes, played by Kristen Wiig, frequently use?
Nope, don't know. I'm out.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
You don't know that what she...
No.
No?
No.
It's just kidding. She says just kidding.
Oh.
No, I'm just sitting here. No, I'm behind you. No, I'm in front of you. Just kidding. She says just kidding. Like,
oh, yeah, no, I don't. I remember that, but I don't. I couldn't have. No.
Judy Grimes.
No.
Okay, well, you can't win, Esmeralda. Let's see if Dan can actually get
story
two.
Story of my life.
Let's see if Dan can actually get two. Okay, you have to pick the slogan for the SNL product, Dan.
All right.
Product is Nelson. This is, I love this. I love this sketch, by the way. Nelson's baby toupees. Nelson's baby toupees. Okay, A, you gave him life, now give him confidence. B, because he won't be bald forever, but he is right now. Or C, like training wheels for your head. Nelson's baby toupees. You guys remember that sketch?
Those all sound so believable. I don't.
It's very funny. It's just a comedy. I mean, it was like a mini commercial. It's just babies with like different toupees.
I remember
on their
seeing
heads.
That, but I don't think it was SNL.
They also have a special line of beards for your babies too. Okay, you gave him life, now give him confidence, because he won't be bald forever, but he is right now, or like training wheels for your head.
B is the funnier answer. That's why I'm leaning towards C. I will go B.
It was A. You gave him life, now give him confidence. So there you go.
They should hire whoever wrote these.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Like, do they get mad when the writer actually comes up with funnier bits?
Yeah,
when the
card is funnier than the clues are funnier than the actual material.
Yeah. Hire these game show writers.
Yeah. All right. You guys did fantastic. Esmeralda, you got nothing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And Dan, you got one. But we all know that Garrison Keillor is now connected to Saturday Night Live. I'm trying to remember if Garrison Keillor ever hosted Saturday Night Live.
No.
He might have.
You think? No,
maybe.
I mean, you know more than I do.
I don't remember, but he may have appeared on it at some point.
Maybe, yeah. You know? I could see that.
Yeah. So, all right, that was exciting. I think the questions that I think seem to be the ones that you guys answer better are the connecting the dots ones, right?
Well, yeah, I would think so. You can deduce.
You can deduce. It really has nothing to do with whether or not you watch Saturday Night Live.
Right. Yep.
That's why it works for you guys. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. Dan, you're the champion.
Woo-hoo. You win last time? No, I won last time.
Yeah, I think you won last time. Yeah. All right. Hey, Esmeralda.
Yes.
We won't see you tomorrow.
No.
We'll see you on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
Have a good move.
Thank you.
I wish you the best of luck with your move.
Me too.
And I'm sure you'll be fine, and we'll see you on Wednesday, and you can tell all kinds of funny stories about dropping dressers on V's foot.
Oh, no. That's, ugh.
All right, we'll see you. Have a good move. Seriously, I hope it all goes
Thank
very
you.
Smoothly for you. Okay, Esmeralda will be off tomorrow morning because she's moving today. But we'll be on, and it'll be 2 for Tuesday and more.